Mama, no, there were some big reveals tonight on season 4, episode 17 of Being Mary Jane. You have to watch right now here on Black Hollywood Live.
Look. I'm always here for Kendrick, so
okay. Look, I needed something a little smoothed out and sexy and talking about loyalty because ain't a lot happened tonight.
Yeah, because we're feeling lost.
Ain't no loyalty.
Feeling lost, feeling confused. Hello, everybody. It is your favorite panel on a Tuesday night. My name is Sahai, and this is the Being Mary Jane panel. Find me on social media at Say Hi Sahai. Where can they find you?
Hey, I'm Sarah Lyons. You can find me on Twitter at Sarah Lioness, Lioness with a Y.
Hey, y'all, I'm Portia Carter. You can find me on all social media platforms at Portia Carter.
And my name is Rocky Harris. You can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
So, ladies, we found out where Justin got the money from. We found out who Patrick's daddy is. We found out where Simone is. Let's get into it right now. Mm-hmm. Okay, so MJ, people called her out, and that's what I appreciate in this episode. Yeah. Kara called her out. Miss Aaliyah called her out. And we had to finally had her admit, okay, I understand I'm going crazy, but it's because of all the past relationships.
Speaking of which, that was an Emmy-nominated moment that I feel like should, you know, BET Awards, something. Like, that moment was like, this episode was just phenomenal altogether. Yeah. I feel like...
It was a good episode.
Yeah, I feel like Gabby really showed her acting skills. Like, I mean, she's been an actress for years, but, like, this was like a, oh my gosh, like, come on, breakthrough. Like, have your moment, your monologue, which was... fantastic. I was here for it.
Yeah, it reminded me of that ugly black woman moment that we had in those previews, where she said, okay, this is how she was speaking on behalf of a lot of women. Mm-hmm. And I like the fact that she was like, listen, who worries about us? Like, you know, men get to do this, but and then people just say that black women are whores when we're, you know, sexually
we're too hard, but we're too soft.
Right.
But then and not in the middle.
I honestly didn't think she was crazy while she was saying this stuff. Like, I don't know why Aaliyah went in on her.
I understood where Aaliyah was coming. One thing I did like is that she was saying this to another black woman.
Right.
Yeah.
And Aaliyah wasn't, I can see where she's coming from because MJ was bouncing from point to point, and then she would be emotional and then calm and then angry. Like, her emotions were all over the place. That's what made her seem a little crazy.
And as a black woman, I think people don't understand that being a black woman is emotional, and you do get angry sometimes because the world doesn't really understand what the life is like for a black woman, especially when you're a professional black woman and you're good at what you do and you have people like Danny and stuff like that are coming in and pushing you to the side. And I feel like black women a lot of times are pushed to the side and we're expected to come up with these answers, but we don't really have anyone on our side to help us up with it.
Right.
So I feel like, I don't know. I mean,
I was watching a different person or something, because I don't understand what y'all talking about. I felt like she was clear and concise and straight to the point. It wasn't no all over the place for me. It wasn't no emotional roller coaster for me. She made it clear, like, I'm a black woman and I get judged for the things that I do to heal myself from my broken relationships from guys who have done any and everything and feel like they can get away with any and everything. And then when I choose to make those decisions to make myself feel better or to please myself, then I'm a whore.
But like, I understand that
basically in the past, in the previous episodes, her erratic behavior, her going through Justin stuff, her snooping around, everyone's been saying, like, why has she been acting like
that's
that?
What y'all saying.
So today was in today's episode, we got to hear what were her emotions behind that.
Right.
Because people were like, especially in the comments, everyone's like, why is MJ, you know, being so intrusive? Why she is, it's like she was out of her regular character.
Yes.
And I think with Aaliyah checked her because she was like, wait a minute, I thought we were in work mode. And that's the issue with them being friends in at work and outside of work, because when the lines get blurred, then somebody's gonna get an attitude.
And Aaliyah's just trying to protect her, because if you're going on the Breakfast Club, like, they are suited and booted and ready to tear you apart.
Definitely.
So you have to be interviewed. I mean, in reality,
true.
Like,
exactly.
People are nervous. Artists, actresses, comedians are nervous to go to the Breakfast Club because they know they are journalists. They are here to do a job, and they were going to ask all the questions that no one else wants
Nothing
to ask.
Nothing is off limits.
Exactly. So Mary Jane, being someone who is so hot-headed... Well, if you're so hot-headed, Mary Jane's very ill-mannered sometimes, and so when you're on a platform like that, you can't just let yourself go. Unfortunately, we are black women, and we are held to such a high standard and really an unbelievable and just a difficult standard to uphold, but at the same time, we have to do it with grace, because we have the entire world that's looking at us, waiting for us to mess up. So you have to be three steps ahead of the next person that's trying to trip you up. So you have to trust, one, another black girl who's seeing you as a mentor, and also is just trying to help you become a greater you. So right. when you're shutting everyone out, you've already shut out Kara at one point. You shut out Justin at one point. You shut out your family. What am I supposed to do? You want me to be a dishonest friend and not tell you what's wrong about you.
Right.
And that's...
It's like, do you want me to be your friend, or do you want me to be your mentee, or do you want me to be your publicist?
As a good publicist, like, how she was she right in telling her, preparing her, like, you want to be at the Breakfast Club, like, this is what it's going to be.
Right.
And you can't act any kind of way. Like, I'm trying to help you out in your professional life.
And she think Aaliyah is a mentor to MJ. Like, I didn't even understand that whole line talking about.
Because her character is younger. Yeah. So Mary Jane is, in a sense, mentoring her, not maybe in a PR way, but just in the sense of being able to be a professional Black woman in this industry when you're working against racism, oppression of women, women not being paid enough. It could be a wide range of topics that she's mentoring her on.
And I think Aaliyah's learned an important lesson. You could have all the money, you could have a perfect apartment, you could have a relationship, but life can still be messy.
Absolutely.
And how do you handle that? And that's what she's watching MJ do right now. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Kara. Now, I feel like in this episode, Kara kind of saved the day.
She saved the day 3 times.
Okay, bringing an opportunity to Orlando. Mm-hmm. You know, she pushed for MJ to get a prime time special later on in the year, and then she met Orlando's mama, her twin baby,
who tried to shade her because her children weren't there. And it's like, okay, but when can I have I understand my kids, yes, they are the focal point of my life, but at the same time, I have to have a life too. And unfortunately, the reason that my kids are in good hands in another state is
because
of
I'm
me.
Working, yeah. So I'm making this bread,
exactly,
and this money, and they. They
and you're mad. So, and that's unfortunate for you, but your life is not my life. And just pay attention to the fact that I'm making your son a greater you because you aren't around. So just cut it.
And it's
just
funny because I think
they're the same age.
They
looked at.
Maybe close. Yeah, maybe close. But I feel like Kara and Orlando's mom actually have a lot in common because in order to have a son that's a professional athlete, you have to be a different kind of parent. You're tough. You're like a tiger mom. You know, you're always pushing your kid. And Kara is a hardworking woman as well. So it was interesting that she approached her negatively when they're actually kind of the same until she saw that her son was able to get in a prime position because of his
and to hold his own. And I'm dating your son, but I also have his best interest in mind.
Right.
Like, I'm not trying to take your spot as his mom. Like, I understand you are a great mom. You were there for him. But I take my career very seriously, and I wouldn't put him in the spotlight if I didn't think he could do it. Like, this is my man.
Were you guys nervous about Orlando doing that interview?
I was.
With Danny. I was nervous too.
But I felt bad at the same time.
I was
time.
Ready to slap Danny.
Yeah.
Why'd you feel bad?
I felt bad because I didn't want to feel like he couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And so in my mind, I'm like, oh, I don't want to show, especially as a man, and I think that's what he felt like too, was like, oh, okay, Kara's making it seem as if I don't have the strength enough to be able to hold my own against Danny.
Right.
And so it made me feel bad because I was like, dang, I'm not trying to feel this way. But at the same time, I'm like, can you just trust Kara? Because I feel like in that situation, it was so abrupt, that change, that Kara was like, look, I understand. You can take Danny on another day. But because we have these people in-house looking at you, let's just save it for another day so that we can solidify you getting your spot, period.
I knew he was going to take her out. Like, I knew he was going to combat her with anything she had going on. My biggest concern with Danny was, are you about to watch your mouth and listen to what they tell you to say? Like, have you learned your lesson? That was my biggest thing with her. Like, don't be flying off the handles, asking any and everything, and talking to people you feel like you can. Like, she just feel like she can do any and everything. Like, that was my biggest concern. It wasn't even about, him not being able to combat her. My thing was, I don't want her to get ruthless and then, some stuff just pop off. Like,
I really thought Orlando was just a pretty face. Until today.
He
really changed my perception of him, because I was like, I didn't know he could handle himself.
Mama
he
and everything.
Did. Until then.
Mm-hmm. I think it's like, he cared about what he was talking about. So,
right,
that, so that made it
came
that
from
much
a personal
more,
place.
Right, exactly.
She said, talk about your mama, baby.
And that,
that's
a safe spot.
Okay, Orlando came from a personal perspective and was able to calmly express his views. When MJ comes from a personal perspective, she goes off the handle and it gets messy. So,
because that's that anger. I mean, unfortunately, like, there
She's
are a lot of black women.
Women.
Well, see, but that's
it
the
doesn't
thing.
Turn into a, like, with her, it turns into a heated debate. Like,
right.
like you were saying, Orlando was calm, collected, still got her in the end with that punchline, but he didn't, like, attack her. It wasn't clear that he was.
Well, and then upset. It's also too, because yeah. I mean,
and she was getting to him. Exactly. He didn't. Yeah. Like
yeah. Well, right. Just like Aaliyah said, MJ has a defense mechanism, and this defense derives from a lot of things that she's dealt with in her past. So she has past hurt. She has past confusion. She has a lot of things going on that she don't even know about. Like, she don't even know her family got stuff going on. Like, mm-hmm. they going through. So she is in this state where it's, you know, I take what I know and I defend myself before somebody come and get me, just like she was ready to jump to the punch. Like, I'm going to do this interview and I'm going to tell the story before he even come out with this pilot. Like, she is ready to defend herself before anybody could ever hurt her again. She has barriers and bars up around her heart. So, of course, she's going to be at attack mode at all times.
But she also has to realize she works in TV.
Right.
Like, you have to know how to compose yourself, how to answer.
Because she told them, she was like, I'm a professional. I'm always ready. And then she goes a little
That's crazy. Why she in TV, because she like to exercise that defensive gift.
Well, but it's like, you got to understand what world you're living in. You're not living in a black woman's world. You're living in a predominantly male, white-oriented world. You can't, well, that's not the world we all living in, so she's going to come to reality someday. You know, like, I mean, like, it's like, I love MJ's tenacity. I love her passion. I love that she loves herself and she wants to live, you know, however she wants to live.
There's a time and a place.
Yeah, there's a time and a place, and there's also like, you can get in trouble for certain things, and you have to understand that about yourself. Like, you can't just be like, oh, well, I'm do whatever I want and I don't care and you just have to get over it and I'm just never gonna have friends.
Speaking of getting in trouble, we found out that Mrs. Patterson got in trouble years earlier. Had her a outside baby. Well, not an outside baby.
Illegitimate.
He was a bastard child, basically, because he had no dad.
Yes. Can we please give kudos to Portia, because she called this early on in the season that Patrick...
Run her coins.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. But it was only because it makes sense, because his name isn't Paul Jr. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it makes so much sense. Why is PJ named Paul Jr.? Like, why y'all gonna do him like that? Why y'all gonna skip Patrick? Like, it had to be something with this man coming back into the picture, and then MJ's mama... You know, Mama MJ, like, all right, should I tell, you know, MJ about my past? And Papa MJ talking about no. So that was right there when I'm like, oh, okay, so there's some little stuff in the family that they hide. See, this is what happens in African American family sometimes when we sweep stuff up under the rug. People go on drugs and they get hurt, and then they try to come in these AA meetings and don't know how to talk because they can't express what's going on with them because they don't even know themselves. He didn't even know his own daddy was a drug addict too.
My goodness.
Well, that's what, you know, to find that out, that Frank was also a drug addict. I mean, it sent Patrick to the edge, and he's only been sober for 1 year.
Longer. And the way that she told him that, just so matter of fact, like, oh
yeah,
and yes, then didn't by even the way I was in trouble, your father took care of me because, like, this is how you
maybe she, I mean, she's been sitting on it, this information, for how long?
And that's what bugs me too, is that you'd never, if this would have never happened, you probably would have never told me.
Probably not.
And on top of that, it's weird to me that a mother, after you told him that information, you didn't even try to reach out to him afterwards. Like,
talk about it.
Yeah, like, oh my gosh, like, I'm so, like, how destructive that could have been for him. Exactly. And I just don't, and I'm thinking to myself, Helen, you're selfish like MJ. And that's where that all comes from.
Apple doesn't fall from the tree. You don't care.
And that's why, MJ, you're probably not getting pregnant, because that's karma for you. You don't need kids. I'm just saying,
that was hard.
Sorry, guys.
That was hard.
I mean, but if you're going to treat your children that way, and it's like, and like he said with his dad, you disowned me for years because I had a problem that you knew the situation or the resolution to, but you didn't even tell me to, like, at least help me feel better about myself.
Right.
Yeah. What if I would have committed suicide?
Yeah. That's horrible. This man is 40 plus years old, and this whole time he didn't know.
And you didn't think at all, like, oh, I should probably tell my son.
You know why? Because it was convenient for them. You know what I'm saying? So people do things that are convenient for them. And as long as they're not being affected by it, like, it seemed like Patrick was the one dealing, even though he didn't know what was wrong, it's like that, those hidden secrets and that pain and those lies that were sitting in his family kind of affected him subconsciously.
The same way with Helen and MJ. I think that they're great people, but some people just, they need to just not have certain things in life.
Something ain't right with Mama MJ, though.
And Helen, that made me extra mad at Helen, because Paul took care... Paul is her husband?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He took care of you. You were pregnant with another man's child, his best friend's child. He still took you in, still married you, and you're still going to step on him 44. Like, it's just...
And then we found out, like, the fact that Paul... Because we were trying to figure out how come she chose Paul, but, I mean, Frank was an addict at the time, too. You know, she didn't want a baby with an addict, so she chose the safe guy who... offered to take care of her, because I mean, even it's not like she lied pregnant. About, yeah, I mean, look, some girls ain't pregnant and still can't find a man. Here she is, pregnant with another man's baby and got a husband out.
Right. Well, she said it was the '70s because that is how people were, like,
back then. Things were open back then,
and it was kind of like, well, let's just have a family unit and be, you know.
Plus, maybe it was like, you know, you're my best friend's ex-girl. I know he put you in a bad situation. I still like you.
Weird.
Let me stay.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how, like I said,
there's probably a small
town.
Think
about it. If it's Lee, Justin, and MJ in this situation, who you think she going with?
Justin, definitely. Lee was not that great.
Okay, thank you, Sarah. Retweet.
And, I mean, how would y'all feel as his ex? The ex that came on the show, his current girlfriend,
from Housewives of Atlanta.
That came on the show, and their current boyfriend was talking about his ex all in the stand-up. Now I'm creating this pilot. Like, can't stop talking about his ex. Like,
he likes
clearly he's not
women.
Over it.
And, he has a taste for, like, women that are, like, in power. And I think that that's
hurt.
Because he ain't doing shit. And now he is.
Well, I mean, they pick him, too.
I mean, he's a comedian. It's not one-sided, those women pick him too. There's nobody to be with. There's a theory that some women, not that he wasn't doing shit. Shout out to all the comedians. He was doing shit, but he wasn't doing shit on the level of MJ, and I'm sorry, but I believe in standards, and if MJ wants to have a standard of not being with a comedian who's trying to work his way up and profit off of her, which is what ended up happening,
exactly.
Then I don't see a problem with that. And so I'm sorry, he wasn't doing shit until MJ got your life popping.
But look, a lot of women who are nowadays, because of the dating pool options and, you know, men being in jail, whatever, a lot of women who are more successful date down.
Yes.
They say that these are my options now. Everybody can't find a Justin, so it happens a lot. It's not a rare thing. You know, you've heard of stories of the executive dating the, you know, construction guy, or my friend
the
is an
trainer.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because they're there. They're available. Like, the guy who's working.
So everybody around here settling is what you're saying.
Well, I didn't say everybody. I just said some people.
It's not a rare thing.
It happens.
Yeah, if they're successful in work, they're not looking for a man who's also successful. They're like, oh, I'm fine. I can, you know, support myself. I have money. I don't need you for your money.
Unless,
I need
they're
you
not
for...
looking. It's just that it's hard to find sometimes. That's what is
unless
is
that man
happening.
Ain't insecure about you making more money than him.
Or sometimes that man don't even want another. The black woman.
Well, that's the world we live in. That's another issue.
So
I digress with for you.
Okay.
That's a different show.
Right.
I'm not bitter either.
I'm blessed by the best. Okay.
Amen. Because my husband is fine. Chocolate. You know.
So where do we
just
think
don't find me one day.
Things are going? Y'all having another show?
No,
I just made a little side comment about my husband finding me.
People can still hear you, girls. It's not a different show.
I want you to hear me. Husband find me. That's what I'm saying.
Okay,
did you hear me?
Make your announcement.
Okay, so
oh my god,
your girl Portia Carter
is
waiting on her fine, tall, nice. Black husband.
And you think he's watching
chocolate.
The Being Mary Jane episode?
Yes.
So come
to
me.
8:30 at night.
I'm waiting on you, okay?
Okay.
Okay,
thank
right
you.
Here.
Thank you. Thank
okay.
you. She'll be here next week as well. Find her here if you want to put
Follow
in your
her.
Application.
So, not application!
Look, MJ has...
I don't know what to play with.
...found out about Lee having this sitcom that he's shopping around, and she got the script and read it and is upset that it doesn't make her look good. So here it is again. We have another man that has... She admitted, what's happening to me now is the result of all these broken relationships. Mm-hmm. Not just Lee, but all of them, David and all the hurt.
Yeah.
So that's why she reacts to Justin the way she does now.
Okay.
What did you think about
no
that?
No one told her to cheat on Lee. And I'm not even Team Leah. You know this. Right. I love Justin. But no one told you to cheat on him. You could have left him. You could have moved on to Justin. Like, you didn't have to hurt him the way that you did.
Yeah.
That was your choice. Mary Jane, so
you can't blame it on
past heartbreaks. Like, be an adult, be mature about it. You made that decision, and Lee decided to do that. You can't be surprised, especially since he did a stand-up in front of you about you and your family.
Right.
Like, are you really surprised that he then wrote a pilot about you? Like, no.
Yeah.
He tell it like it is, and he tell it all the business.
Yes, exactly.
I need MJ to go to therapy. I feel like that's going to help her
a lot.
Did
she try at one point? Did she have a therapist?
She tried to hire the dating consultant.
Who did not take her money.
She gave her that 20 grand back. She said, here you go, I can't help you.
And that's unfortunate. That should be like a life, like, hey, have a VA. Like, something's wrong.
like a VA.
No, like you don't. You should have had a VA.
I just feel real. Like MJ always thinks she's right, though. Nobody can tell her anything. It's hard except for Leah. Her.
Kara, she'll listen to Kara.
That's the only person, but it takes her to check to go off on somebody, them to stop talking to her, then she apologizes,
which like, is why she doesn't like talking to her mom. Like in the first seasons, like I don't know, like if you guys noticed that she would always be like, "Oh, it's my mom. She's just so annoying. She's so annoying."
Right.
That's why
she tells you about yourself.
Yeah. Well, and she is yourself, so that's why you don't like exactly talking to her. Yeah. Yes. Like it's just. You know, it's unfortunate, but...
Okay. Ooh, so that's probably... Oh, I'm sorry.
No, go.
That's probably why Lee... Not Lee. Why Helen was so worked up about the Lee situation. Mm-hmm. Like, why are you so concerned that this... That she cheated? You barely knew this man.
Okay.
Justin is a better man anyway, but she, like, it reflects on her. Yeah. Like, oh, now I gotta look at my skeletons. Ooh.
She saw history repeating itself, exactly. And she was like, oh, no, this is...
Stripes recognize stripes.
Right. Like, did it... And okay. As a parent, I'm sure, like, Helen is already feeling, you know, guilty for not telling Patrick that his daddy is not his daddy. Mm-hmm. And then now you got your daughter out here cheating on her boyfriends and not having healthy relationships, not being married, and not having kids of her own. So Helen must be feeling all kinds of feelings. I mean,
or maybe not.
Yeah, she going through stuff, but Paul ain't right either, because instead of him owning up to his wrongdoing about him not telling Patrick, his first thing is, I'm mad at your mama too. She did this. She cheated on me. She did this. She did that. She stepped out. It was her fault. Like, bro, take up for what you got going on.
And which explains why Helen maybe needed a little release. It went to the ex. Right. Like it always comes from somewhere. We were trying to figure out where it comes from. So it's probably all this guilt, all this stress. And this is the person, when she sees him, it all started with him. It all started with Frank. So it probably, you know, it was the things were, she probably was already nervous, you know. Frank came and he chipped away at a crack that was already in the foundation of this marriage.
It's it's all just unhappiness. If Helen was happy with Paul, she wouldn't cheat.
It never would.
Yeah, it would have never happened. If MJ was happy with Lee, she wouldn't have cheated. She said that. She was like, you know, I just don't know what it is. You're not happy, girl.
And she said he was not a unicorn.
And she also said that before she actually cheated, she had been thinking about it.
Yeah, because she wasn't happy.
Lee wasn't it?
You weren't satisfied. Okay.
They were broken up.
No matter how many jokes he tells, it's never going to be fun.
If it wasn't Justin, it was going to be someone else.
Exactly. Exactly.
They had broken up when she cheated, first of all, because he called her out and called her all type of stuff and just basically shut her down when they had the little argument before she even went to the studio to be with Justin.
Yeah.
So my thing is, you led her to it. Whether you believe it or not, or whether you want to accept that or not, you led her to it. So, I mean, you can't try to fault her for it.
Yeah, I don't think, I wouldn't say she.
She made the decision, but it wasn't by herself. He led her to it.
But then could we say Mr. Patterson led Mrs. Patterson to cheat then?
Yes,
too?
He ain't right either.
No, he's not right.
Blame himself, man. He's not right. Anyway. I mean, yeah, she was on that. She was on that, but he still ain't right. He's still not telling
Patrick. Why are you mad at Paul?
I'm mad at Paul because he doesn't know how to take responsibility for his actions. If it wasn't for you taking care of the baby and pulling her in after your best friend left and got strung out or whatever he had to do, if it wasn't for you doing all of that and letting her know you would be by her side, because you had a choice. You could have chucked the deuces on her and said, all right, I'll do this with you and I'll play around with you, but I ain't gonna marry you and I ain't gonna take you in. But you made that decision, and then all when Frank came and all this other stuff, you knew what was going on. You knew they were going to rekindle some fire, and you played into it.
We hope for the best.
No, you played into it.
He was in denial.
You played into it, and you knew it. He was watching everything happen from jump to start.
He hoped, okay, I let you slide one time.
I told you that when two become one, he knew her. But it was one.
But I hope this time you ain't gonna do the same thing again. Yes. And she failed the test, basically.
She failed it.
Right. Don't be testing people and then blame them for what you did. You knew they was gonna mess up. You ain't have to play around with it.
So Helen, I need proof. But isn't Helen in the wrong, though, too? They're both in the wrong.
Helen's definitely wrong. Mama MJ ain't right. She crazy. Something ain't right in her brain. She got a lot going on. She gotta get fixed. She gotta get fixed. But Paul ain't right either.
Lord. So everybody need therapy. The mama need therapy. MJ need therapy. Daddy Paul need therapy.
Some professional help. They need Rocky.
You know, PJ.
They need counselor Rocky on the scene. You know, okay.
Were y'all surprised that they didn't talk more about MJ being affected with the Simone thing?
You know, speaking of that,
affected.
I mean, but what else do you say? Simone's dead, and she gave Justin the money, and now we know. That, I mean, I felt like it was enough. We finally.
I thought they were going to send out something though about her being dead though. I thought they were going to like. So people would stop trolling.
The, yeah, okay. Leave her. Yeah, she's.
I thought that was going to happen, but it didn't, and I moved on.
Yeah. But like. As do things in social media world, you know.
Yeah, like I mean, we don't know her. Right. Everybody's she like, did. Oh, she
did. Yeah, we don't know her.
Yeah.
But I mean, she but gone. It's sad on Justin's end because he was sitting there, you know, while MJ falling asleep on him, telling her about how stuff happens too late, and then you know it didn't work out. But low key, she died, and he wasn't telling her the truth. But she falling asleep on him.
She like, low key died.
Look, I mean, like, because it was subliminal with him. Well, he was just basically like, it didn't secret, work out, like, and people why? Run out of time. You like, why would you say that?
That was clear.
No, it wasn't. Hold on. So you want me to tell me? We had a whole discussion about this, about what does it mean when somebody says that it didn't work out and people run out of time and his whole little speech he gave.
Didn't no, but you said
you did.
Call
you did,
that
you
she
did
died?
Call it.
Oh, you said she died?
She did.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
She thought she died. I said that.
So dramatic.
How did you come up with that?
Because he was
the way he sounded. Yeah.
Did I miss that?
You just don't realize how much time you have and then.
Yeah.
She did say, did she die?
Because I thought for a second, but then I was like, no, she's not dead.
Right. Because he would have said something like that. Someone died.
Wow,
is a
it's
big
crazy.
Deal. It's not like she broke up because she cheated or she
That's
moved out
why
of town.
I'm so confused.
When she died, when somebody dies, you kind of should say that because then that really sums things
up. Like, oh,
so what's your ex? Oh, well, my ex is dead.
Right, so. Thank you.
Right, or like your mom. Like, they'll be like, oh, how's your mom? Oh, actually, she's passed.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm sorry, I wasn't listening to
then
you.
Then you get the my condolences and then you move on. So,
yes, no more questions about the dead ex.
Exactly,
thank you.
Exactly.
Clearly.
Sir, I'm sorry I didn't listen to you because I would have actually right then and there, like, how did you come up with that? Of all things to come up with, like, dead? That is so sad. Like, when I saw the obituary picture, I got real sad in my heart.
Hilarious.
Really?
Like, dang.
But
yes.
Justin ended up making it up to her with those beautiful flowers.
Barely.
But what I loved was her reaction because she was giddy like a little schoolgirl.
Of course she was because she probably didn't read that subliminal message and she's like, oh, I heard you telling people about sending flowers, I guess I'll send you flowers.
So cute.
Oh, no, that was petty.
Do you think it was?
I thought it was cute because
He only did it because social media trended saying
well, because, you know, here it is, Aaliyah again saving the
it
day.
It wasn't genuine.
Trying to make MJ look like the good, you know, trying to make this relationship look good for the people. And when Justin heard that, I thought it was cute that he was like, you know what, let me really step up and actually do this for her.
Because it wasn't genuine.
That I would
but
do.
Was
that
no
was
XO,
proving
XO,
a point.
XO,
he was using
no
his
was genuine.
He was using the social media gimmick thing, the little line he pulled last
week. No, because he didn't put it on social media. He sent it to her house directly.
Because it was already on social media.
But no, it may have prompted him, but him having to do it, he could have just let Aaliyah keep on sending the flowers and he didn't have to do anything. So I thought it was a nice gesture, which I haven't really seen many sweet things like that from him.
And it shows, because she said that it's been radio silence, so he is paying attention from Paris.
Say it again. Sarah, what'd you say?
That MJ was saying that it's been radio silence from him since he's been in Paris.
Right.
Oh, no, he's paying attention.
Right.
He might not be talking to you, but I'm sending you flowers.
Exactly.
I know what's going on.
Exactly. So, ladies, what do we think? We saw some snippets from next week. Now, I was expecting to see Lee in this episode, but are we going to see him next week?
I don't want to see his
face.
I don't know where he's going to be.
No. I thought they were going to have a confrontation. I thought, because I wanted to see kind of a showdown where he says exactly how he feels at this point. He got a new girlfriend. He about to get his coins with
his
new pilot. He's doing well. So he was a comedian. Now he about to be an executive producer.
Because he uses people to get where he needs to go.
He did. But I just wanted to see what he had to say to her.
He needs to write in that he was trying.
Thank you.
Okay, write in the fact that you was trying to get your ex-wife pregnant while you was with MJ.
Oh,
how about you write
that? That's material.
No, okay. Because you messy. He's trying to make her act like she's messy, and it's like, Lee, stop it. Your kid was off to her.
Write
that in, too.
Write
all of it in. Okay, and make sure you credit me.
But look, speaking of babies, then the doctor's calling MJ about the baby they had planned to have together. So what's she going to do now?
I totally forgot about that.
Wait, who's?
Remember, MJ and Lee were planning to have a baby, and she had her eggs
declined.
Frozen.
She needs to just...
So did she say...
Declined.
Does she say, hey, Justin,
no.
You ready to be a dad now?
No.
Like, what do you do with those things?
No. God,
I mean,
it's
a tricky situation.
Those eggs
MJ's
are already planted with his...
Y'all. No.
No, not yet. It's just the eggs
well, then
by
it's
itself.
Fine. Get her eggs back.
But does
her.
MJ still want a child?
She wants a baby.
Yeah, and she doesn't have a lot of time.
But Lee also has a choice in that, though.
So she run out
does
of time.
Does MJ really want a baby, y'all?
Yeah.
Do we think MJ would be a good mom?
No. Her career isn't where it wants to be. She doesn't have time for a baby as much as she thinks she does. Her family's in Atlanta.
True.
Where's this baby going to be? In her condo with a nanny?
Niecy going to come up from Atlanta and babysit. Nah. That's
barely. She going to hire. Okay. No, she going to hire Trayvion baby daddy mama. No. Who baby daddy
baby
mama?
Baby daddy mama.
Her baby daddy baby mama. She going to hire her to do it.
So all their kids are going to be out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm 50-50. I think MJ would like to think that she'd be a good mom. But yeah, but I just feel like...
I think she would be a great mother.
I think she has the intention to be a great mom, but the way her life is set up right now, it's not.
Because, like, why do you want kids?
Because I think it's time? Because it's too late?
I think because she feels like this is what she
should do. Exactly.
I think she feels like if she decides, listen, I don't want kids, it's the box that she's not able to check off of all her of her,
of
perfect
her perfection.
Life.
Yeah.
Yeah. People think, okay, you're supposed to have kids, but to say, listen, I honestly don't want kids, that's a really rough decision to come to.
I mean,
as a woman, I don't think I would want to honestly just judge another woman about her parenting skills because, first of all, I'm not a mother myself, and I don't even know how that works. But I honestly believe that as a woman, any woman in her, you know, for real, sane, natural mind is going to have a moment in time where she wants children because we're made that way. And yes, there are,
but that doesn't mean it's the best decision.
Right. Yes, there are, you know, probably that 10% that... don't want kids or probably shouldn't 10%. Have kids. You but I honestly maybe
you did research.
There are a lot of women that don't want kids.
Look, I just threw that out there. I'm just saying maybe that there is a percentage that probably don't want children. But at the end of the day, like if MJ was to birth a child, it would be because she's ready for it, you know, because she wants to do this. And maybe the child may change her, you know, maybe she may go through some things before that, you know, have life-changing experiences before the baby comes, like, you know.
But I just don't think she's ready to be a parent. Just because she can, her body may be capable, I just don't think... for her, the where she is in her life
timing.
Right now.
And some people wouldn't make good moms.
Babies change people's lives.
You shouldn't have a baby to change your life.
Exactly.
So
that's for sure.
I think some people just don't make good parents, and they just don't need to have kids.
That's true.
It's like, it's not emotion attached to it.
Right.
Just like, it is what it is. Yeah. Like, you may or may not be a good parent, and that sucks.
But
does it suck?
Right.
Yeah.
You might be helping the child out by not putting them in a bad situation because you don't
have them. Yeah, there are some people who would like to donate the eggs, or some people who would like to give birth and then put them up for adoption. And that's, hey, A-okay. As long as they're in a good family that takes care of them, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
So, do we have any predictions for next week?
I think there's a lot of women that want to play mom but don't want to be mom.
They don't realize
Kim
how
Kardashian.
Much responsibility.
Like
goes
they see
it.
The glamour and the
Rocky,
glitz and the white picket fence and like,
oh
yeah, I have kids and I get to go do play dates
exactly.
and we get to hang out.
Instagram.
But then there's like, oh, but I gotta feed and clothe and take care of it emotionally
and all the money.
Oh, right. I got a baby.
Oh,
you mean I can't go out?
You mean this kid comes before me?
Wait,
right. No, for real. Because I think about that too. My friend, she has a child, and when I tell you, like, I watched her. She took her son out of the bath. You gotta rub and oil them and just and care. Like, for real, can you think about that?
No, it's
like
a lot.
You really like I lotion myself and now I have to lotion you too every single night. I have to make sure you got your happy meal with your old toy that you like every single time, just the way that you like it.
Exactly.
I can't.
You can't think about yourself first.
And it's an important thing
Hell
to come
no.
to
I
that
love
point
babies.
To say, listen, I'm at this point where right now
yeah,
it's not the best thing for me. Maybe
it.
Later on. And plus, who wants to do it by themselves? You know what I'm saying? And MJ, I feel like she might. There's a big possibility that she would be a single mom the way her relationship
exactly.
Run. So we that's not the ideal situation. You never know. Look, we're making predictions, and that's my prediction.
We're not having a conversation with Justin. Yeah, Justin is across the pond. Okay,
exactly.
We can't be like y'all just got together. We can't be like, oh, by the way, like the fact that Lee was so on board. Like, okay, yeah, you want a baby? Yeah, let's do
crazy.
It.
Crazy.
Right.
He's
that's
crazy.
Yeah,
you're
not. That's not
but
something
Lee was
you just
also
do with
already a parent, so he already knew what to expect with a
well,
kid.
Yeah, but he like, was trying to be a parent to everybody. So
you think he was trying to get the child support money from
them? Maybe so. And then that's and there go your ticket again off of MJ. No, Lee ain't. He's
not. He's child support money.
You never know. You never know.
He's a mess and a half. I can't do Lee. Lee is just too, it's a joke and it ain't funny. Well, and it's not funny.
If we go to predictions, I think next week we're going to see MJ as far as this baby situation. Mm-hmm. I think she's going to decide. I think she might decide on her own. Like, no. I don't want kids. I've tried so many times and this situation's not working out. I'm interested to see this confrontation with her mom because she's going to be basically looking at her in the future if she doesn't get her life together, mm-hmm. being a married woman and still cheating. So that's what I'm excited to see for next week. How about you?
I'm excited to see how the rest of the family figures out about the family drama mm-hmm. with Patrick and his being the half brother.
So Niecy gonna be toe up too.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah. And yeah, I guess that's the only thing. Oh, and with the baby thing, yeah, I think that with the, like, we saw the tear falling, I think it's, she's gonna come to realization that, like, maybe this isn't meant for me.
What do you think, Portia?
Yeah, that whole baby and motherhood situation is just a real touchy subject because I know people, you know, who are trying, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's just like, you know, for her to be trying in this state too, it's just like my heart goes out to her, you know? Because it's no doubt in my mind that I'm one day going to have children, and to be at a point like that, to it's a do or die, I either unfreeze these eggs or ain't no kids. It's mm-hmm. like, dang, like, mm-hmm. that's steep. So I know, like, she's probably, you know, having it hard. So my heart goes out to you, and I'm so glad you're a written character. But, but yeah, so I honestly believe that, you know, her and Justin are over. Mm. I think this is done. I think that whole thing was too good to be true. Even when he comes back, it's going to be too much conflict. Like, she got a lot going on. Her and her mama, you know, tit for tat. Helen, she got to get it together. Mama MJ, you ain't right. You don't blame your daughter for your mistakes. Talking about just how you did. Like, excuse me, that's not what you say to people.
That's what we're talking about here.
Right. Like, you got to get it together because you too grown to be blaming your daughter for your decisions. That ain't right. And like I said about, you know, Niecy and all them, they're going to be a little toe up. Like,
yeah, that's crazy.
When they find out. But those are my predictions.
Rocky, how about you?
I do think that Justin and MJ are going to end. I think it's because MJ's going to want a child from Justin, and Justin's going to be like, I can't do that right now. I can't do that right now. I understand that you're the way you feel. Plus, Justin's going to have a different mindset because he's a man. He can procreate forever. So, right. You know, there's that. Mm-hmm. And, I think that I hope, though, that Justin gets to meet Lee. So that they can kind of hash it out. Not really hash it out, because I feel like Justin's not that guy. But, I don't know, just have like a
ooh, like a showdown?
Yeah, like, I don't know. Like, have just like a talk about MJ. And I think maybe MJ will kind of find her own issues within that conversation, too. But, that may just be a big mess. And then, I think Helen, you suck. I just think she sucks.
I think
she just needs to... She's going to have that back and forth with MJ. MJ's going to have a breakdown because she realizes that she's so much like her mom. And then Patrick is going to have a breakthrough. I don't think he's going to crumble. I think he'll briefly go to drugs for a little bit, but then he'll come out of it.
Look, we're going to have to pray on it because there's a lot of issues going on in this televised family. We also want to thank everyone that watches us every week and comments. Casey Case, we have Quintessential 2, E. Starkey, Momi, and we had Sage 11, Valerie Smith. I said Casey Case. Phoenix Money Penny came back up. Remember?
Hey, yeah.
So thank you guys so much. Please continue to watch. We have about, three more episodes left. So catch us next Tuesday here on BHL for the Being Mary Jane After Show. My name is Sahai. You can catch me on social media at Say Hi Sahai. Where can they find you?
Once again, I'm Sarah Lyons. Find me on Twitter at Sarah Lioness.
Thank you all for watching. I'm Portia Carter. You can find me on all social media at Portia Carter.
See us next week. Once again, my name is Rocky Harris. You can find me on all social media at Raquel Harris TV.
Good night. Bye, everybody.
Bye. From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook.
tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Hollywood Redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.